June 16, 1931. Jesus prays. The necessity to possess a good in order to be able to communicate it to others. The little lights form an intertwining with the great light of the divine will. My abandonment in the divine volition continues, though under the nightmare of the privations of my sweet Jesus. Poor heart of mine, how tortured it is, fatigued, for it cannot find he who makes it breathe his celestial air, and palpitate the life of his very heartbeat. My Jesus, my life, did you yourself not used to tell me that you wanted me to live and breathe your divine air, and to form my life in your own heartbeat, so that mine might be dissolved in yours, and live of your heartbeat, and therefore of your love, of your pains and of the whole of yourself? But while my poor heart poured itself out because of the pain of the privation of my beloved Jesus, I felt him move sensibly in my interior, and, with clear voice, his words resounded to my hearing, saying with unspeakable tenderness, Holy Father, I pray you for my children and for all those whom you have given me, and whom I recognize as mine. In these arms of mine do I clasp them to myself, that they may remain defended and safe from the storm that they are arming against my church. Then he added, My daughter, how many turncoats there will be, how many masks will unmask themselves. I could no longer bear their hypocrisy, my justice was filled with so many pretenses, and therefore they could no longer keep the mask that covered them. Therefore, pray together with me, that those who must serve my glory may remain safe, and those who want to strike my church, confounded. Then he became silent, and my poor mind saw many gloomy and tragic things. And while I was praying, my highest good, Jesus, repeated, My daughter, in order to communicate a good to others it is necessary to possess the fullness of the same good. In fact, by possessing it, one knows its effects, the substance, the practice of how that good is acquired. Therefore, he will have the virtue of being able to infuse it in others, of knowing how to tell its beauties, the prerogatives, the fruits which that good produces. But if the soul has acquired just a sip of a good, of a virtue, and wants to start teaching it to others, she will not know in depth the fullness of that virtue, therefore she will not be able to retell its great good, nor to give the practice of how to acquire it. So, she will make the impression of a child who, having learned just the vowels, wants to act as a teacher to others. Poor child, he will act as a teacher for mockery, because he will not be able to go forward into other teachings. This is why the true saints have first filled themselves with love, with divine knowledges, with invincible patience, and other things. And when they have filled themselves so much, to the point of no longer being able to contain it within themselves, the outpouring of the goods that they possessed that came out, they communicated to the peoples. And their word was fire, was light. And they taught, not in a superficial way, but in a practical and substantial way, the good that they possessed. This is the reason why many want to act as teachers, and they do no good because sufficient food is lacking in them. How can they nourish others? Then, after this, I abandoned all of myself in the supreme fiat, and my poor mind wandered within it, and I remained as though enraptured in seeing, before me, the divine being and an interminable light, disposed as many innumerable rays coming out from the center of it. These rays were very often intertwined with little lights, that were bound to the interminable rays of the adorable majesty, and that seemed to be a birth from the same light, and nourish themselves with light, to be formed as life of light and grow as God wanted them. What enchantment is the divine height its presence enraptures? The eye is lost in its immensity, and its beauty, the multiplicity of its infinite joys, is so great, that they seem to fall down, more than pouring rain, from its divine being. So, one feels oneself being struck dumb, and therefore one can say little or nothing. Then, while I was all immersed in what was present to my mind, my beloved Jesus told me, Daughter of my divine volition, look, this immense light is nothing other than the emanation of our will from the center of our divine being. As we pronounced the fiat, it extended to form each created thing with its creative strength. And so that nothing might go out from inside its light, it kept within itself what it issued from our creative hands. So, those intertwinings with the rays of our light that you see, are nothing other than all created things. Some of them are as though in custody within our light, so that they may not suffer any change. Others, and these are the creatures who live in our will, are not only in custody, but in act of receiving continuously from God, in order to grow, to nourish themselves with light, and form with their little lights an intertwining with the very divine volition, so as to let it operate in the little light. So, these little lights give the field to our divine fiat to render it continuously operating in them. It seems that they give us something to do, and they let us continue the work that, with so much love, we started in creation. And when the creature gives us the occasion to continue our work, giving us freedom to operate within her little light, we are so pleased with her, that we render the little light operating together with our work, and we do not feel isolated on the part of creatures, but we enjoy the beauty of her company, and she enjoys our own. Therefore, by living of divine will you never leave us alone, and you will have the great good of enjoying our company. Fiat.